My dear brothers and sisters, you have heard the gospel of today, and it is about our Lord inviting Nathanael to be also one of the apostles. But Nathanael was reluctant and was even making joke that who is this Jesus Christ? And they said that he is from Nazareth. And Nathanael said, is there any good thing that comes from Nazareth? Well, because he was not from Nazareth. Well, but later on said, come and see, said Philip, the other, the apostle who was telling him to see our Lord. So when they went to Nathanael, the earlier apostles, they said that is the Son of God. Come and see. And when Nathanael did come and see, he said, you know, I saw you even before you came here, and you were praying under the fig tree. So Nathanael was surprised, was astonished. How did you know, Lord? He said, well, before I saw you, before you came to me, and I saw you. So in other words, when Nathanael was astonished, when Nathanael saw that there was a miracle that happened, then he joined our Lord and became an apostle. My dear brothers and sisters, so Nathanael, one of the apostles, was really impressed by the Lord because he could make miracles, and he became one of the 12 apostles. Now, these 12 apostles were the first core of the leaders of the church, and the popes and the bishops followed the ranks of the apostles. And this is the call of the religious, even nowadays, of course. But of course, my dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that to be an apostle, to be a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, hindi lamang po para sa mga obispo, para sa mga pare, madre, at mga misyonero, kundi tayong lahat na pininyagan, at tayong lahat ay mga apostol ng ating Panginoon. So let us remember that. And of course, we should remember too that if we only think of the priests and bishops and the religious to spread the word of God, then we will not succeed in our evangelization. Kaya, alam ninyo, there are many, very few religious and even priests. You know, when I was in the seminary, I wanted to become a priest. And we were in our class, we were 8. And one by one, ay nalagas po yung aming klase. At nung malapit na po ang ordination namin, out of the 8, dalawa na lamang kaming natira. And then before the perpetual vows, ay yung isa pang classmate ko ay lumabas din. Kaya nung ako po ay naordinahan bilang pare, alam niyo ako lamang po ang natira. Kaya sabi ko, ako pala ang naging valedictorian dahil wala nang salutatorian. Kasi ako lamang po ang naiwan doon sa batch namin. But of course, I joined the other batch from Cebu Seminary and also from Urdaneta, Pangasinan. And so when we were ordained, we were 12. Pero sa batch ko, ako lamang po ang naordinahan or persevered. So my dear brothers and sisters, that is not just the reason why you lay people should also work in the service of the Lord. Because to be a Catholic follower of Christ, we have to also do something to follow Christ in His teaching of helping in the service of the Church. You know, there is a friend of mine, a lawyer, and he belongs to a renewal community. this man inspired me very much, because when he goes to work and goes home in the evening, alam po ninyo, pag mayroong mga renewal at mga religious mass or program sa kanyang community ng marriage encounter, alam niyo po, from Makati, he would go home to Valenzuela, Bulacan. At doon po ay kanyang would fetch his wife, because the wife was half blind. And from there they would go to Marikina. At doon po may mass, and then there would be also community gathering and prayers. And imagine, from Makati on a Friday, every Friday, he would go home and then fetch the wife, and then they go to that place where they hold their mass and their prayers. So I said, wow, this is really something. Imagine that the traffic in going to their house and then going up to Marikina. Wow, that's really a big sacrifice. And I said that it would be very difficult even for a priest to do such a thing. But you know, this lawyer, meron palang mga mababait na mga abogado, sabi ko. Imagine, they have to make that sacrifice in order to be with the community and to pray with them. My dear brothers and sisters, I know there are other people or lay people who are really active and who are really serious about their religious commitment and duty as told to us by our Lord. And it is hoped that there would be more Catholic lay people who will get involved in the services of the Church. And let's remember that this is part of our spiritual life. And our Lord will say, "Come, good and faithful servant, come and prepare, come and prepare for you from the beginning of the world, the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Sana po, huwag nating kalilimutan ang ating paglilingkod sa ating simbahan. And that is what we, Catholics, should always remember as part of our life in this world. Amen.